Your taxes hold the key.
Property owners, assessments for 2017-18 based on the reduced rates are now available. Remember, property tax payments may be made in half-yearly or quarterly installments. Payments in full or any installment should be made by the end of the calendar month in which the amount is due. Payments may be made online via the tax portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that's 1-888-829-4357, or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, the importance of blood donation. Every year on June 14, countries around the world celebrate World Blood Donor Day, WBDD, as they seek to raise awareness of the need for safe blood. This year's campaign through the World Health Organization, WHO, will focus on blood donation in emergencies. Jamaica will join the rest of the world in observing WBDD with the slogan, "What can you do? Give blood. Give now. Give often." Blood is an important resource, both for planned treatments and urgent interventions. It's vital for treating the wounded during emergencies of all kinds and has an essential life-saving role in maternal and perinatal care. The human body is designed to create blood, and as such, there is no other way for persons in need of blood to get it other than through blood transfusion. Registered nurse at the National Public Health Lab, Catherine Treasure, says blood from donors helps to save the lives of persons experiencing various health problems.
Persons who are sick, whether it's from situations like cancer, sudden situations also like accidents, emergency situations where a person has received some kind of trauma, has lost blood, they actually need to be replaced. So our blood donors are what supplies that demand.
There are over 1 million red blood cells in a single drop of blood. The average adult has about 10 pints of blood in his or her body, and a newborn baby has about 1 cup. Persons aged 17 to 60 years can donate blood. Blood donors can give blood once every 3 months for a maximum of 4 times per year. A person may have been diagnosed with anemia previously, which would prevent them from giving blood. However, it's recommended that persons still register to donate, as the screening process will allow them to get an update on their blood count.
What we would prefer is that persons actually come in and we go through the interview process, which was actually step 3. There, that's when we actually ask them about their past health history and any present condition, because not everything will defer you. A lot of persons query if they have hypertension and if they're on medication, or if they're diabetics and they're on medication. They can actually still come in. There are only certain markers that we would defer them for, but these persons can actually still come and donate blood.
Persons who smoke marijuana should not smoke for 3 days before giving blood, and asthmatics who've had an attack within the last week cannot donate. People with tattoos or piercings that are at least 1 year old can give blood. Prospective donors with full-blown sickle cell cannot give blood, but those with the sickle cell trait can donate. That's it for this week's Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.